Hello, BGTY Nation. It's another beautiful day, and I want to spend it with you. The Bringing Joy to Life podcast has come with another great conversation with me, Dr. Joy. Just in case this is your first time listening to this podcast, I'm Dr. Joy, and I love bringing research-based life topics to you, the BGTY Nation. Be good to yourself, Nation. Thanks for listening and joining the conversation today. I would love if you would subscribe to my podcast and invite others to do so too. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Dr. Joy's Podcast. Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast fix. Reviews and comments are always welcome in order for me to continue to grow as a podcaster. Now, let's dive into the conversation. Good morning. Hey, good morning. How are you today? Yes, I can do that for you. Oh my, what? I'm so sorry to hear that. Let me give you some encouraging words to take away today. Oh, hey. You know you're awesome. Remember, don't forget, take one day at a time. What are they doing? I know they have to be talking about my dress. They didn't say anything when I passed by. They only looked at me up and down with a slight smile on their face. Oh, hey, good morning to you. It is a nice day outside. Drop by my office when you can, and I can take care of that for you. I just don't understand why they were looking at me like that this morning. I know they were talking about my dress. I just know it. What is it to them what I wear? You know, I think I'm going to address them, each one of them, about this morning. I'm tired of this. BGTY Nation, could you possibly have an invisible you with angel wings sitting on the right shoulder and an invisible you with head horns plodding sitting on the left shoulder? You know what I'm talking about. The positive you on the right shoulder is giving you all the positive thoughts, and the negative you on the left shoulder is plotting how to be more negative. Which one do you want to listen to? And what impact will it have on your positivity? Life hits us in so many ways. Ups and downs, to the right, to the left, down the street. It's life. That's what it is. And it can be so consuming of us. Being positive can be challenging, especially in today's society. It seems as if we have a culture of liking the negative and the drama that follows one's life. The more negative or drama you have in your space, the more others want to patronize it, follow it, and or spread it through gossip. But put a halt to it, I say, and focus on the positive. Being positive is becoming aware of your thoughts and your beliefs. Positivity is a lifestyle. Positivity is truly how you view your life and your approach to life situations. Positivity, guess what? Is totally left up to you. Some people may say that a person that is positive all the time is gullible to life. No way, no how can I agree with that statement. Being positive is having joy internally. Being positive is looking at life with gratification and no regrets. Being positive is totally left up to you. So how can you live with a positive mindset when the world around you is fixated on negative gratifications? Well, for one, the way you think about something will determine the outcome of your thoughts. If you have negative thoughts, what you do, how you react, and what you say will be negative. If you have positive thoughts about something, you respond with optimism, and then everything or everyone that is around you is affected, including your energy that inspires others. No one says that you are not going to have negative situations. However, what I am saying is your approach on it will determine your joy. Did you know that people who are positive show excitement, optimism, and confidence? Think about the glass that looks half full or half empty. How does it appear to you? If you look at the glass and it is half full, you have a positive view. Positive thinking keeps you balanced. It lessens your worries, and it pushes those that are around you to also look at the positive side of things. As I did my research on positivity, Barbara Fredrickson's 6 tips summed up what I wanted to say to you today. She says, positivity feels good. Positivity changes how your mind works. Positivity transforms your future. And positivity, it puts the brakes on negativity. So I say to you today, put the brakes on negativity and strive to be positive daily. Did you know that a study was done in 2002 that showed people who are positive are healthier during their middle ages, and being positive adds 7.5 years to your lifespan? Isn't that worth it? If your mind takes you to the negative side, bring it back to be positive. If your mind takes you to the angry side of yourself, bring it back to the positive. You can find a positive in everything that you do, no matter how angry, sad, upset, whatever it is. Just remember that something positive can come out of that. So to sum up today's conversation, I have a question for you. How many people does it take to make a difference? It's one, and that one is you. The world needs more people like you in it. If you turn your negative into positive and have that positive mindset, guess what? It will then be contagious, and the world will be a better place. This is your time. It's yours and mine. You have important discoveries to make, like being positive. Now is the time to make the world a better place. So I ask you again, how many people does it take to make a difference? And the answer is one. You. It's you that can make a difference in the world with your positivity. It's been another great conversation with my BGTY Nation. Be good to yourself, Nation. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast if you haven't done so already, so you don't miss a great conversation. Check out past episodes and share this episode with family, friends, or wherever you want to make an impact on the world. That's my purpose, changing the world with episodes that help you bring joy to your life. See you next time.